You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good news. Not a 100 degree day today. Bad news. Large hail is perhaps in the forecast.
Yeah, it's that time. We got quite a bit of rain yesterday. It was felt really nice, and it had that heat slash rain smell to it, you know, when it hits the concrete and everything. Mm-hmm. It just kind of smells like summer. It smelled good yesterday. Really good.
Yeah, well, we'll only see 90-ish today with a chance of afternoon storm. Some of that could be damaging wind and large hail. So be mindful where you park today, I guess.
Sure.
Tomorrow's high only in the low to mid 80s. Ah, relief. Just tells you that it'll be snowing before you know it. It was just, three, 4 years ago that we got snow in early September. So that would be 7 weeks from now. It could be snowing.
Yeah, it really could. So just don't complain about the heat and enjoy it.
I know you guys have a little countdown of sorts going on in your house.
We do. Yesterday was just kind of we were just stressed out and just kind of blah yesterday. There was a lot of heavy sighing at dinner last night, and I think we're just starting to kind of hit our limit with the kids being home from on summer break. It's just kind of like, oh my god, okay. It's just,
you're ready, aren't you?
It's constant entertain me, and since my son got his phone now, it's just constant YouTube videos and creating videos and posting videos and updates on his likes and his and views, and it's just, I'm like, oh. So I did pull up the calendar last night, and we're officially under the month because the kids will go back on the 15th of next month, which is funny because it's a Thursday. Kids are going back on a Thursday, so they go back for 2 days and then immediately go into a weekend. And then I was looking further on the calendar, then they get the 23rd off and the 26th off for assessment days, and then they get the 2nd off of September. So they're back for like 13 days, and 3 of those they'll have off already. And then the top of it, they go back on a Thursday. So it's like,
And that first day is usually a half day, isn't it?
I think this is a full day. The last days are usually the half days because they're like, it's movie day anyway, so we just get them out of here.
So it's kind of funny. You guys are counting down the days with joy, and they are counting down the days with dread.
Yeah, you heard it yesterday. Oh, it's going by so fast. I was like, no, it's not. It's really
not. It is one of those funny time dilation things when you're a kid. Summers, like nothing moves faster than summer as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's in your entire life. Nothing will move faster than those few weeks.
It's flying by for them. And I mean, we're keeping them busy. They're still in a few activities and stuff. They've got piano today and a drawing class today, which frees up a little time for me to get to the gym. I've noticed now they're very big on Facebook Messenger for kids. So they're getting on that a lot with like groups of friends. And there's like 5 or 6 of them on the screen, and they're just all, being stupid on the screen, being silly. So that's big, instead of going outside and playing. It's funny, every day I'm getting grocery lists, ingredient lists from my son on my way home. He sends me a text and says, hey, can you pick all this stuff up for me on the way home? He's been watching this Nick DiGiovanni guy. I don't know if you're familiar. Mm-hmm. Kind of a big deal on the YouTubes, on the Instagrams. He's this young celebrity chef, and he's making the rounds. He's got millions of likes, millions of videos, and my son is very into cooking, so he's watching these videos and then sending me ingredients lists that I've got to then hit Safeway for on the way home. And yesterday,
Dad, I want to make a nice little Chateaubriand. Can you stop and pick up?
Some of the stuff he's making is extremely creative. He wanted me to go pick up a box of plain gelatin for him yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was like, plain gelatin? What are you doing? So what he's done is he's taken a small watermelon, and he sliced the top off very carefully, kind of a little thin slice off the top, hollowed it out, and then filled it with various other fruits, from blackberries to blueberries to strawberries, and then sprinkled in a few other like watermelon chunks. He fills it back up with that, and then fills it with the clear basic gelatin, plain gelatin, throws it in the fridge overnight, and then you slice the watermelon like you'd slice any watermelon. Mm-hmm. And you hold up the pieces, and it looks like a slice of the watermelon because the gelatin is holding all the fruit together inside. But it's just this beautiful slice of multicolored fruit in the shape of a watermelon slice.
Funny. I want to see
it's
a picture
really neat.
Of that. Send me a photo of that, because that would be hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, not only hilarious, but like just kind of creative and beautiful looking. Like if you were putting together a little party or something and really wanted to go out with something that's very unique, I'm like, this is actually really neat. So we've got a couple watermelons in the fridge this morning. What's that?
The funny thing about that, too, is that we always used to make fun of that aunt of ours or grandmother who would make Jello with fruit in it.
Yeah, the little
this is essentially the same thing, and yet it's clever and unique and interesting.
It's like classier
looking.
So
we give it a hall pass. Yeah, we give it a hall pass, the Jello with fruit in it, because of the way of the presentation.
Very much so. And then how
That's
about my impulse
buy?
That's
true in so many things in life, isn't it? It's all about the presentation.
So I was buying the plain Jell-O and standing there with my hands on my hips looking at the Jell-O rack. I picked up two boxes of pineapple Jell-O that I've never had before. So here I am, grown man, making pineapple Jell-O yesterday and put it in the fridge. I was like, when was the last time I had Jell-O? So that was dessert last night after dinner. We had pineapple Jell-O.
That stuff's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. So Nick DiGiovanni, if you want to look him up, if you have kids that are kind of into cooking. He's got a cookbook and everything.
That's
cool guy.
He's a cool guy.